fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Expecting mothers with a low-risk pregnancy may be thinking about their baby's birth and the choices available to them. Most women usually choose to give birth in a traditional hospital setting. However, statistics reveal an increase in women giving birth at home in Western Australia in 2020. Joining us this morning to discuss all about pregnancy and birth is Sonia Mahoney, clinical midwife specialist from the Women and Newborn Health Service. Welcome, Sonia, and thanks for joining us on the record today.
Pleasure, welcome, and good morning.
So Sonia, tell us more about your work and the role with the Women and Newborn Health Service.
Well, yeah, this is a great opportunity to share some information for women out there. So obviously I'm working for Women's and Newborn Health Service, which now encompasses not just King Edward, but also Osborne Park Hospital comes under our umbrella, and our community midwifery program as well. So I currently work as a clinical midwifery specialist across the Family Birth Centre, the community midwifery program, and the MGP programs in the hospital. So that we look after in our FTE, we probably have around nearly 70 midwives now that work under our umbrella. And we look around 1,800 women come through our programs each year. Our support we provide is, in my role, clinical support to midwives, be it advice on policy and guidelines and advocacy, working and liaising with our obstetric teams and our allied health to ensure that women get access not just to midwifery care, but if they require mental health services as well. We also do education to the wider outreach for water birth and normal active birth and labour procedures, as well as we're working with our students and our grads, ensuring we've got a future going beyond us just in our midwifery service, because we know worldwide the International Confederation of Midwives suggests that we're about 900,000 midwives short currently. So any way of getting midwives into our field as new midwives is definitely our goal.
100%. And as you were saying as well, heaps of amazing services on offer that you are advocating for as well. So, Sonia, in recent years, we have seen a trend of more women choosing home births. What is it that appeals to women and families?
Well, I think many women see birth as a normal, natural part of process and not medicalised. They definitely want to see that sort of natural, non-intervention place to be seen at, as well as that birth always, until really the last century, always took place in a home. It's only recently we've moved to hospital birth, and obviously it's definitely safer for some women, and some conditions definitely require hospital admission. But for many women, it's a safe option for them. They can have their family with them in the home if they choose to. Definitely through the COVID, where we've had restricted numbers coming through our hospitals due to risk of sharing COVID with everybody, women are able to have a couple more people in their home environment as well. And it means that if you're in labour, you don't have to pop in a car and drive half an hour and go through the agony of pain with those contractions. We come to you and do all the work with you in home. There's always two midwives coming to the home as well. And it gives them a sense of autonomy, a sense of a lot of power for women being able to achieve this. Obviously, there's no drugs we use at home. It's only water and a TENS machine, perhaps. So it gives them a sense of what's normal, what's different. And many women find, historically, birth has always been women's business in many cultures. So it's been a place and a time where you might have doulas or other women around you supporting you through that labour, especially, and that sort of gives a lot of women that power to then achieve a new life coming to that system.
100%. In different cultures, birthing is definitely celebrated, and it is definitely women's business as well. So you've explained about some of the benefits of home births. Can you explain if there is support available for these women as well?
Certainly. So through the CMP program, we're already publicly funded, so it's a free program. We access women. We do have a geographical range, obviously, because we need to be able to be closer to a hospital, so it's 30 to 45 minutes from a hospital. So we'd deliver women in the home settings up to Yanchep, out to just past Mundaring, down to Port Kennedy in our program. And we need to ensure that women, obviously, in an emergency situation, can have access to a hospital. So we have that need ambulance cover, obviously, and the paramedics are a vital part of our support role as well. Around one in six women will transfer either during labour or after labour for either them or the baby sometimes. And always having two midwives in the at the birth as well. Our midwives are obviously trained extensively. They've done a minimum 3 years before they go into a home birth environment. We do annual updates for unexpected and emergency situations, and they carry appropriate drugs that we need in obstetric settings with them as well. So they've always got that backup support, also being able to ring the hospital where they're transferring to get that sort of backup support from the obstetric team and advice as to what to do or when to move.
Fantastic. So there's heaps of support available out there. So home births aren't always suitable for everyone. What are some other options available across the metropolitan area for expecting mothers?
Oh, exactly. I mean, some women, you know, are very happy to have a hospital birth. And what I suppose we want to promote is that women have choice and access to what the type of birth they would prefer. So if they're going through the public hospital system, you can obviously go through our King Edward system. And if you need tertiary level care, you might have an underlying condition like type 1 diabetes or MS, or even having had an organ transplant. Women now get pregnant having had that previously. They obviously come through our public hospital system and might require specialised obstetric care. They might come through our MGP programs, through the Family Birth Centre here at King Edward. Fiona Stanley also has a Family Birth Centre, and MGP programs offered at several different hospitals. Women also can choose a private midwife if they choose to, and a private midwife sometimes birth at home, sometimes birth in the hospital with the woman, supporting them individually, or women also have the option also through going through the private sector in the private obstetric world.
Fantastic. And how do expecting mothers consider which birth setting is right for them?
I think a lot of it's purely due to their health literacy and how much information they've received prior to them either getting pregnant. Some women gather a lot of information prior to getting pregnant, or we get phone calls from women who are thinking about getting pregnant as to what their options are. Or it could be this purely other peers are suggested to them, or education they've received through their way. Or perhaps everyone in their family have always done home births, or always use this particular service. For instance, Kalamunda hasn't been a birth hospital, obstetric hospital, since the beginning of this century. However, we have a birthing unit up there for a home birth situation. So many of our women who want to birth at Kalamunda because all their family have been delivered and born around Kalamunda. So there are a lot of cultural and sort of specific reasons women choose that. But there's no right way. Women can choose all different options. And if they want pain relief, that's not saying that they're any better or any worse off than someone choosing a home birth. We all have to, you know, decide and make our own decisions. And I think the most important thing is being flexible and through our pregnancies and birth and going on with our parenthood.
And for women who want to access more of this information that you were speaking about, where can they sort of go for further information?
So King Edward, they can definitely log on to our website, which is kingedward.gov.au, and then that will give you all the information to birth options here. You can also look at WA Health, and they'll also give you different options you can access through there, as well as there are many other sort of NGO organisations that put information out there for women to gather. So the advice I always give is, get as much information as possible, talk about the options, see what options there are, whether you do want pain relief or don't want pain relief, whether you have underlying medical conditions that may preclude you from birthing at home or make it more difficult perhaps and be more riskier, and looking at those options to going into it. So even if you birth in a hospital situation, you can have the options and availability and the risks and benefits always share with you, with the obstetric team and the midwives working with you. So it's a collaborative type of care that people are receiving, women are receiving.
Fantastic. We've learnt heaps here on this conversation about birthing from home and birthing in hospital settings as well. So thank you so much for talking with us this morning on The Record, Sonia. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Sonia Mahoney, Acting Clinical Midwife Manager from Clinical Midwife Specialist Women and Newborn Health Service, chatting with us all about home and hospital births. And for more information, check out healthywa.com.au or kemh.health.wa.gov.au. And for further information as well, talk to your local midwife or doctor. Up next, I have a track from this week's sound selection by Hybrid Man. This is Ocean Drifter. You're on The Record with Maddie Lombardi. Keep it locked.